The maps drawn by majority Republicans would change the borders of legislative districts around the state. DPW Chairman Mike Tate says the proposal is another attempt by the GOP to consolidate its power.
Anytime any Republican referencing this map claims they are either fulfilling their constitutional duty or trying to better represent Wisconsin, it is either a bald-faced lie or stunning ignorance from an elected official.
Tate says the proposed lines would result in some recall challengers and incumbent Democrats living outside of their current districts.
It appears that not a single Republican on the Senate side is drawn out of their seat. And it stands to reason we can expect much of the same on the Assembly side.
The last time the state did redistricting, the maps were decided in the courts. Tate plans to fight a similar battle this time around.
We will be fully exploring all legal avenues to stop what we believe is a just absolute repugnant, naked power grab of a redistricting map. It does nothing to better the state of Wisconsin.
Republicans are expected to push for quick passage of the plan, possibly by July 19th. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.